Quantum Health, accelerated healing from within, exploring complementary, natural and alternative healing methods. Are hidden pathogens, stress or energy blockages affecting your health and vitality? Reach optimum health and happiness with Diane Ellis. Everything discussed on this show is purely for informational purposes. If you have any concerns about your health, please see a qualified health professional. In 2014, I spoke with Jim Humble, a beautiful man who has helped thousands and thousands of people all over the world. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to jimhumble.com. If you would like to buy MMS or chlorine dioxide, an approved water purification treatment, you can go to mmsaustralia.com.au. There's also more information on other places to buy around the world on Jim Humble's website. Please excuse the audio quality, but this information is vital at this time in the world, and I'm sure you're going to find it very interesting. A big welcome to Jim Humble.
Well, I've been in a miner for about, gold miner for about 40 years, and so I went prospecting for gold in South America, and while I was in a jungle, some of my men came down with malaria, and so I asked them to try this stuff that I had from America. And they said, well, sure, they'd try it. So they tried it, and it cured them. In 4 hours, they were well. And we were all amazed. And then I went through the jungle curing people of malaria. Sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't, but when it worked, it was really great. And so then I took it back to America and experimented with some, and I sent it to people in Africa that I knew and had them try it on in Africa. And that's the way you do research for nothing.
Yeah.
And oh, well, it wasn't exactly for nothing, but it was almost nothing.
Mm.
And it worked out pretty well.
And so I believe you've had a little bit of skepticism. And for me personally, and I think most people who have been unwell, I know in my instance, I was, after a number of tick bites, over the next six months, I became seriously ill. And I'd seen a lot of doctors, a lot of natural therapists, and no one really knew what was wrong. And luckily I saw a natural health scientist who did a liver cleanse and got me back on track. But I was still very, very sick for about 4 or 5 years. And I could actually function. I could go for a surf and do a lot of things. But what people didn't realize is that I was in a lot of agony with these really awful symptoms. And I've tried a lot of... I didn't bother doing the antibiotics because I thought I'd regained enough health to be functional, and I didn't want to do damage taking years of antibiotics. And I did thousands of dollars worth of natural therapies, which were helpful, but it never really, you know, cleared up a lot of things, and I was still having some agonizing symptoms. And, you know, I think when you're in that sort of situation, most people, they don't really care if there's been a lot of studies done on something in a laboratory and they say, yes, this is good. Really what matters is if you take something and you feel better, then that's really what matters. And for myself, in the last 2 months, when I've been I met a man who, unfortunately, his wife died from borreliosis or Lyme disease, and he said to me, you need to try MMS. And it was funny because within that week, I think I had 3 people say to me the same thing. And I thought, wow, what is this stuff? I had no idea what it was or where it came from. And I was in the health food shop and I'd bought what I wanted to buy and I was just about to walk out. I think maybe I had walked out and I came back for something. And just in passing, I said to the lady, oh, do you have any of this MMS stuff? And she reached over the back and said, here you go. And so I thought, okay, and it was only $11, and I thought, okay, I'll give it a try. And so I just followed the instructions, and within the first couple of days, I could feel I had twitching in my fingers and my nervous system. I could feel something was happening, and I'd had sort of MS symptoms. I'd had tingling and cramping, numbness in some areas of my body, and I barely have that anymore, and I'd had that for years, and I'm absolutely amazed. So I just can't say enough good. And it's still early days, and I'm still recovering. I've got nerve damage to mend, but I really don't know a great deal about the product. But I have done enough research to feel very confident that it's not damaging me. So I want to say thank you so much. And I think it's wonderful the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. It, of course, it's my pleasure. Well, in order to get yourself totally well, you need to do an MMS protocol, and that's where you take MMS on an hourly basis until you're well.
Okay. I heard a lady talking, saying to take it a lot more regularly. And so then when I did that, I noticed another big step in the improvements.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's good.
One thing that I really love about what you're doing is that you're obviously, you've had some controversy, it seems, just a little bit.
Yeah, right, a little bit.
But it seems to me that you are really sharing this simply for people's benefit. You're obviously asked other people who are selling it to keep their prices low so that people can have access to that, which I think it's fabulous, because I know that there's thousands and thousands of people coming down with Lyme disease, let alone all the other things that the MMS helps. But I know for myself, I've spent thousands, literally thousands of dollars on all these other supplements, and they haven't worked as well as the MMS. And so I don't know, I don't think it's a very healthy thing, the controversy, but maybe it brings it out in the light a bit more anyway.
Well, yes, that was one of my main ideas from the very beginning, was to keep the price down so it could be afforded by... so everybody could afford it throughout the world, and I think that has helped some, because there are a lot of guys around the world who have kept the price down for mainly because we decided to keep it down from the very beginning. So but we will have other ways of making money, hopefully.
Yes, yes.
In order to make things happen, we're working on things.
And so can you tell me what conditions that you have seen the MMS help? What health conditions people have had and then used the MMS and had improvement?
Sweetie, MMS is for the recovery of health, and just about don't matter kind of situation it is.
I'm sorry.
It handles a lot of other things too.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it just broke up then and I couldn't hear your reply.
I'm saying it handles all diseases. So if you want to know what it helps everything. For the most part. But you have to handle it right. It has to, the proper protocols have got to be followed. If you just take it home and take it, it's just another medicine. But if you take it right on an hourly basis in the proper amounts, then it works really amazing.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of doing it.
I know someone who took a very large dose at once the first time they took it, and they had a very, very bad effect. And it did say on the bottle to only take one drop and then increase one drop daily. But I guess that's just it. You need to follow the directions properly.
Yes, that's true. You need to follow the directions. And big doses can make you pretty sick, but luckily it hasn't killed anybody.
Yeah.
Throughout the world, it hasn't killed anybody yet. And consider an aspirin, which kills, 200 or 300 every year.
Mm.
It's pretty darn safe.
Well, when you look at the numbers of iatrogenic, is that the right word? Iatrogenic deaths around the world. It's I believe in the States that iatrogenic deaths are one of the leading causes of death. That being the misuse or misprescribing drugs or misdiagnosing or wrong surgery.
Well, that's true. Medical drugs kill hundreds of thousands of people every year.
Mm.
And there's no excuse for it. It's basically murder.
Mm.
Sooner or later we're going to have to stop that because that was never really necessary.
Mm. And so do you know of anyone else before you found the MMS that was using it as a medicine, or was it mainly being used as a water purifier?
Well, for 100 years it's been used to as a killer of germs that's on the surfaces and that sort of thing, but it's been used as a medicine for maybe 50 years, here and there, in small amounts, on just one or two different diseases. Each new doctor, each new experimenter was only experimenting with one disease. They experimented with a lot of things. They experimented with cleaning the blood. There's all kinds of patents on it. All around the world, people have patents on various different uses.
Mm.
I guess the only thing that I thought I really discovered some, but I finally found that it was pretty well known. It's just that I brought it to the public. Let's put it in other words, it was now well known, but it was well hidden to the doctors that used it. Either they decided they weren't going to give it to the public, or they decided that, or they were afraid, one of the two, but they didn't. So it was used by a lot of different experimenters or researchers for 50 years, I just happened on it in the jungle, and I started giving it to people, and it went from there.
It must have been very surprising for you when you suddenly saw these people improving so quickly.
Yes, it was very surprising because the worst disease of mankind was being healed in front of my eyes in about four hours. They were just getting up out of bed and going over and starting back to work.
Wow.
So it was pretty amazing.
You must have been.
And then I went through the jungle and treated quite a few other people at that time. And then I went to the United States and figured out how to make it work better.
That's the wonderful thing, the way you're bringing it out to the public and making it so well known that people can use that. But unfortunately, it seems that maybe there's some areas of the health system that don't want that to be used or for it to be so well known.
Yes, there's a big faction of the people with the money who don't want to if they want to keep getting their money from the sick people and that sort of thing. So we have the newspapers there in Australia. They wrote some pretty bad articles recently, and they wrote some pretty bad articles in New Zealand too. And it's just, unfortunately, it's bad for the people.
Yes.
And so sooner or later, the people's going to do something about it.
Definitely. I mean, I just look at myself. I'm talking to and communicating with hundreds of people who are not well. This Lyme disease, it's quite incredible, because I've got a little radio show in our community here, and people know that I talk about Lyme disease and ticks, and so I have nearly every week someone saying to me, oh, I was bitten by a tick and I got this red mark. Is that Lyme disease? Or someone yesterday that I went to do an interview with, I turned up and he told me he'd been bitten by a tick. But when I turned up for the interview, it was nothing to do with ticks or Lyme disease specifically. But I turned up and he said, look, I'm really sorry. I was hoping the painkillers were going to kick in by now, but he'd been bitten by a tick and he was in so much pain that we couldn't do the interview. And so there's all these people coming down with this horrid illness. And, I think, and there's so many people who are suffering the effects of it, long-term chronic health, ill health. And if there's something like this, well, it's given me so much relief already. I think it should be common knowledge, and it's up to the people. If they've been to the doctor or been to a natural therapist and they're not having results, or maybe they've had some results but they've still got, severe symptoms, I think, something like this, at least the knowledge should be available to them in an open and honest way without, slanderous comments or it being hidden away, because, in the end, people are going to be a lot more healthy, a lot more productive, and a lot happier. So the whole society is going to win.
Yes. So just make sure these people start taking it on an hourly basis, because that's when it does the best good, in small amounts, right? Mm-hmm. One drop, half a drop, and soon we'll have a little short book, a small, thin book that really, really gives the details on how to recover your health.
Wow, fantastic.
And because when a person is really, really sick, he needs some help.
Yes.
If he has a book and some help at the same time, he's way ahead.
Yeah.
Way ahead of a doctor.
And that has been one of the hardest things, is that there is so much of this that I've done by myself. I've spent so many hours on the computer searching what could possibly be wrong with me. What can I do about it? Because I haven't been able to get any help. I mean, not only are the treatments very difficult for Lyme disease, but here in Australia, it's not recognised. And so people are going untreated, they're not getting proper testing, and it's being denied that Lyme disease is here. So that's a double whammy, that this illness is being denied, but then also treatments such as yours, which are helping people, then they're not being acknowledged either. And so, yes, having that little book, and I saw a video of you talking where you were saying that people need to, or they don't need to, but it is good for them to learn to heal themselves. And I know for myself that has been the most empowering thing for myself and the most successful. And so I think, I know when I've been to doctors, in the past, when I had asthma through my whole childhood and into adulthood, they tried to keep me on the steroids. And I was saying, no, I'm a lot better and I don't want to be on the steroids. And then, they tried to give me antidepressants when they couldn't work out what was wrong with me. And I was saying, I don't want to have antidepressants. I want to be well. And when I hear you saying that you know, people need to empower themselves and self-heal. I think that's where true health comes from. And so thank you for spreading that message and helping to empower other people.
Yes, we like to put it, take responsibility for your own health, right?
Yes. And I know it can be very difficult, and I agree what you say that, you know, to have that coaching to help other people, it is wonderful because, I mean, I have found here through the forest, I have been able to find some practitioners that have been very helpful, but still it has been a very difficult path to do that. So, yeah.
Oh, good.
And can you tell me a little bit about your church, please?
About what?
Your church.
Oh, the church. Well, the church is a group of people all doing the same thing, right? Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be religion. It can be anything. Anything that they all do together that they all believe in, right? That's basically a church. And so we found that for the most part, governments don't like to attack churches. It makes them look bad. So the governments have pretty much, for the most part, the governments have left us alone. Recently, the governments are starting to give us a hard time here and there, but I think as time goes on that they'll back off. I'm sure they'll back off because we have the necessary information. We're learning a necessary common law. You know about common law, I guess.
Oh, I keep my head in the sand a lot, so you probably need to explain that a little bit more.
Well, common law is a law that existed all down through time. Common law is basically the way things are. You know, you can't go next door and steal your neighbor's car, and you don't need legislation to tell you that you can't steal it. You just know that you can't steal it, right? And so common law is the way things naturally are, and it's actually legal in courts. So it's pretty much, if you know how to use it and you know how to make it work, it works really well. And they have common law people in Australia, and they have people who have complete organizations who invoke common law and make it happen. And so it's becoming more and more known that you can go under the regular law, or you can put yourself under common law. And it's a way, there's ways of doing that, and I'm not really all that familiar, although I've been familiar with common law for many years. I'm not a lawyer in common law, but I know that it's much more fair than regular law. And it's a good thing to learn about, because it's going to be more and more used throughout the world.
Mm, yes, fantastic. And so you're training people up with your methods? Because is it a church of medicine or a church of health, I think, you've said?
That's the name of the church is a Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing.
Right.
And Genesis is the beginning, right? And 2 means the second beginning. So Genesis 2 means the second beginning of a church of health and healing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And what was it?
It's not religious.
And we're not religious.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about health and healing.
And so you're teaching people within the church, people becoming members, and they're learning the methods of health and healing.
That's right. We have throughout the world, we have about 1,500 trained people have been trained. Ministers of health and healing, and they know how to use it, and they know how to fix people, And so throughout the world, we fix a lot of people. And the main idea is to teach people to take charge of their own health, to be responsible for making themselves healthy. And they can do that just with MMS. Once they're healed, then they need to have some good food. So good, but most people understand food pretty well, and most people understand correct eating and that sort of thing, especially people who are interested in health, which a lot of people are. But MMS doesn't require a lot of healthy food. You need to get all of the poisons and all of the bad stuff and toxins out of the body first. And then once you get it all cleaned out, then the good food is what you need.
Right.
So that's the way we found it works best, is to just use MMS to recover your health. And then once your health is recovered, then you start on the good food and build yourself up and your immune system up.
Wonderful. And so you've been to many places where, like in Africa, where you've been treating hundreds and hundreds of people. I just think it's so wonderful that you're actually going in there. You've talked to all those people, you've helped to treat them. It's really hands-on work that you've done, and a lot of the people that you're training. I think it's wonderful that you're doing that, and it's not just, it's from what I've seen and read and listened to, for me it just feels as though I can see that you're going in there and actually connecting with the people. You're seeing how they are, that you're seeing those improvements. It's not just something on paper or a program to send in there, and so that's what I think is really special.
Well, I can appreciate that. We just keep at it, but we have in Africa and South America and other places as well. Even some people in China are starting to use MMS, but we're not teaching it in China. They're just learning on their own over there.
Okay.
But it's coming along.
And I believe there's a lot of independent sellers of MMS. I know that there's someone here in Australia who's selling it. He just makes it himself. I think he was even selling it before he knew about it as MMS. He was just selling it as liquefied oxygen to the health food shops. So there's a lot of people who are selling it, and you're not making any money from that.
No, you're right, I'm not, but and I felt in the beginning that I was better off not making money. When I say better off, I thought that if people believed me more when I wasn't getting rich, right?
Yes, yes.
But now it's a little different. We're going to start setting up books and that sort of thing. And we are selling some tablets now, something new, that you don't have to mix. And so the tablets, some people prefer the tablets and some people prefer the drops. So it's, and we make some of the money from the tablets go to the church. The church is coming along, and it will be making more and more money from helping people. I think that's natural.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was my belief from the beginning that when the time came, we would be making money as needed. And so that time is approaching, and we'll be doing all right, I'm sure.
Yes.
And any money that comes in, of course, goes right back out to helping people.
Yes, I figured that.
Good.
Have you heard of Dr. Hulda Clark?
No, I don't know him.
That's a lady. She did a lot, devoted her life to research, and she was rather controversial.
Did you say Hulda Clark?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say Hulda Clark? Was that who you were talking about?
Yes.
Hulda Clark?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've known her for many years.
Oh, I am.
But unfortunately she's gone now, but she helped thousands of people.
Yes. When I was still, well, my natural health therapist, after I'd come out of hospital, they sent me home with antidepressants, and I'd said to them, I'd said for 6 months I didn't want them, and I said, there's something wrong with me, it's all happened since I was bitten by these ticks. Anyway, I ended up in hospital and I was nearly dying. They sent me home with antidepressants and said, there's nothing wrong with you, and I couldn't walk, sleep or eat. I was in agony, and I was a skeleton, and luckily, my family took me to a natural health scientist, and she took me off everything that I was on, and she gave me one cup of alfalfa leaf tea in the morning before breakfast and one cup of alfalfa leaf tea before dinner, and that saved my life. It cleansed my liver out, and I got going again. And it took a long time, and I was still in a lot of agony from the symptoms I had, but I put on weight and I could function. And it was probably a bit over a year later, and I was saying to myself, I need to get to the bottom of these problems. I need to get to the bottom of these problems. And before I knew it, I had Dr. Clark's book in my hands. And looking through all that, I suddenly discovered that I had already done the things that had helped me to improve were all in her protocol. But I'd only just discovered them by chance. I'd had a bad tooth removed, and that helped me gain health. It'd been a hidden abscess for a number of years. And then the liver cleansers had helped me, and the parasite cleansers. One of my naturopaths had done a bit of parasite cleansing. And so as soon as I read her book and I saw everything that was in there was what I'd found to help me gain health again, then I thought, well, this must be good. And to this day, everything in her book I have found to be, you know, very, very correct for myself. Everything that I have tried of hers, it has helped me. And so when I discovered the MMS and learnt more about it and that it kills parasites and bacteria, and I started to compare that with Dr. Clark's findings, and I thought, well, it all really makes sense that if she believes that most parasites, most diseases and illnesses have a parasitical bacterial cause, and then the MMS is killing a lot of bacteria and parasites, and therefore it can be helping most diseases and illnesses.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a rocket scientist.
Very good.
And I mean, you said you've had those negative reports in the newspapers, but I think it isn't hard to look into these things and think, well, hang on, this isn't working, but this is working. So why and how? And so yeah, what can I say? I just think it's wonderful that I've found MMS, and I congratulate you and thank you sincerely for everything that you've been doing with it.
Well, it was my pleasure, and it has been my pleasure, and I've been enjoying the whole operation for a number of years now, that's what I guess you say. That's what I do nowadays.
And I believe you actually were close to not actually a rocket scientist, but you did do a bit of work in that area years ago.
What did she say?
We did a bit of work in rocket scientist thing.
Yeah, I've done some work in aerospace too, and so I guess that sort of helped me when I got into this thing, because I knew chemistry and I knew how to work with it, so that helped out quite a bit.
Mm. All right then. Well, I think I've asked you nearly everything I'd like to ask you. I'll probably think of something when I get off, but I could always maybe send you another message.
Well, you can send me an email if you want.
And so are you doing, have you got some other trips that you're doing and spreading the word, or what's your plans?
I've got a lot of things that I got to do, and some very, very important, in my opinion, important projects that will further the whole thing, but I can't tell you about them, sweetie.
Top classified.
But you'll hear about them, I hope. I hope you'll hear about them.
Yes, yes. They're classified top secret, are they?
What'd she say? They're sort of classified top secret at this point. But they won't be eventually.
Yes, yeah. Fantastic. Well, thank you.
The world will hear about them.
Yes, great. Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing, and thank you very much for talking with me, Jim Humble.
It's been my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me for Quantum Health, Reaching Optimum Health and Happiness with Diane Ellis.